It's full steam ahead with the Spendathon, isn't it? Overall government spending next year is forecast to be over $59 billion higher than 4 years ago. Next year's total spend of $128 billion equates to 35% of the economy. It's staggering. The scale of spending is one thing. There is also the matter of quality spending, bang for buck, and whether the desired outcomes are actually being delivered. I have to say, I was a bit taken aback to see Grant Robertson on the final day in Parliament scoff at the concerns about $51 million being frittered on that abandoned Harbour Bike Bridge. Now, Grant belittled MPs' concerns about such wastage, given it's a fraction of his operational budget. He actually had the statistical percentage of the budget to belittle it. Since when has it been no big deal to piss away $51 million with nothing to show for it? Low-quality spending for low-quality outcomes should never be tolerated by a finance minister. And isn't that the wider problem at play here? Just imagine if you and I sat down over the long summer and compiled the full laundry list of soiled spending projects. A very timely specimen is the Ehu Mātou deal. Timely because this deal is celebrating its first anniversary this week. The deal was done yesterday, 2020. The $30 million purchase of Fletcher's land at Ehu Mātou was a shameful outcome to a shabby fit of interference by the Prime Minister. Now, not only did that deal destroy Fletcher's plans to build 480 homes, but nothing has progressed on that land 1 year on. The checkbook was rolled out to quell the protesters. The moolah was released from the Land for Housing program, remember? When the deal was done, there was no guarantee even 10 houses would end up being built there. So 1 year on, what's happened? The steering committee still hasn't been appointed, let alone any agreement on housing provision. And this time last year, I recall Grant hailing the deal on this program as a unique and innovative solution. And they've got nothing to show for it.